Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid-Prairie Alternative Learning Center Director Amy Shala and professional partner Tracy Zarnick about the high school library coffee shop renovation, for which they received a $95,188 grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation.
What is it, the project that this Riverboat Foundation grant will be going to?
The grant is to remodel the existing high school library into a coffee shop, kind of a lounge library area. We'll support our special ed students for those students who will be graduating but will continue to need some job skills and job support.
How do you intend to incorporate the ALC students with this coffee shop lounge?
The ALC students probably won't have a big part in this. We'll use the students at the high school, who are currently at the high school, and the special ed students at the high school.
And so you said this is for people who may be graduating the high school, a place that they can work and learn skills in the coffee shop?
Right. Students on IEPs can technically stay in school until they're 21. So we have some students who will probably be taking advantage of this opportunity, and that way we can teach them some, you know, job skills that will help them get a job in the future and be able to work more independently.
And so what kinds of things do you hope to services as far as, you know, what drinks and such, what you hope to provide for this coffee shop?
I think at this point we're thinking coffee, maybe cappuccino, maybe smoothies at some point, juice. Perhaps some food options at some point. I'm not sure if we'll start with that or not, but I think in the future that will definitely be a part of it too.
And this will be something that students can come with their money and purchase such things?
Yes, and we'd also like to open it to the community either on certain days or certain times of the day so community members can also come and access the service.
What all will the grant be paying for as far as will there be new furniture or equipment for this coffee shop lounge?
Yeah, definitely some new furniture, like lighting sort of things. We also have to reconfigure a room by knocking out some windows and building that space up a little bit and then getting the equipment for the coffee shop itself.
And I wonder if you can describe which part of the library you're thinking of putting this coffee shop?
There's an office currently off the library, and so the coffee shop itself will be housed there. And then we're remodeling the entire library to incorporate it.
And students will be able to still check out books like they do traditionally, but it'll also offer some opportunities for students to be able to do some group work together, hanging out during downtime, that sort of thing.
And for the coffee shop, will there be someone in charge of supervising those who are working in the shop?
Yeah, we'll have multiple people supervising. We'll have job coaches available for those students who need it. But for sure, there'll be supervision in there.
This transformation, this project, is this receiving funding, you know, from the district or from other sources?
It's a grant with matching funds.
Matching funds.
So, yeah, the district is supporting the project with a percentage of the total cost.
How did this idea come about for this transformation?
Well, we've been talking about doing something to help support those students who would be graduating from high school and then need some additional job experiences and coaching, and finding places in the community isn't always very easy. So in brainstorming some ideas as far as ways we could help support those students, this is one of those things that came out of that, and it would benefit all students, those currently who are at the high school and those who would be graduating and needing those job skills. So it's a win-win for everybody.
And there also have been some general education students who have been a part in the planning process, as well as other teachers too.
When do you think the coffee shop will be open?
Preliminarily, if that's a word, we're looking at after spring break for them to finish some of the remodeling. And so between now and spring break, getting things, and then over spring break, doing some large amounts of any of the large amounts like flooring and that kind of stuff while students are gone. So maybe April, around first part of April, depending on how all the construction and stuff goes. But our hope is that we can get it opened and get some things kind of set up toward the end of this year so that we're really set to go for the start of next year.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid-Prairie Alternative Learning Center Director Amy Shala and professional partner Tracy Zarnick. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.